And as far as the alternates, I believe Lee Burgess and Lisa Von Bargen would do a good job at that, and that I think it's good to have the staff involved in somewhat there too. So without objection, I will point those two to the alternates. Next item on the agenda is persons to be heard. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is either on the agenda or not on the agenda. If you wish to speak on an item that is on the agenda, you can do so now or when the time comes up on the agenda.
And I think she wants to speak under the item.
Let's see. Amber would like to speak on the purchase of a generator.
When that comes up?
Okay. Then we go on to unfinished business. We have one item on unfinished business, proposed ordinance number 937. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Chapter 3.05 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Assembly, Rules of Procedure, Second Reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 937.
Second.
Been moved and second. Is there any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes the unfinished business. Item 13, new business. 13A, resolution number 11-17-1384. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorized participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Move to adopt resolution number 11.17.1384, authorizing the participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes, Steve.
And I don't want to be off topic, so if I'm straying, please just tell me that we can discuss it later. But the question that I have is on the rest of the building, and you guys know I'm super pro fire department, but one of my concerns is we have tenants in there, and we house prisoners in one part of it. And so I guess my question is if we don't get the block grant, and we have this other funds available, are we looking at doing some mediation immediately of the issues for our tenants and to ensure the safety of like folks that are incarcerated?
So the work in the area where the tenants are is being taken care of now, that or very soon. That's being dealt with, as I understand it.
Thank you, Amber.
Yeah, I guess we need to, for clarification, are you talking about the interior work or the siding work?
I'm not sure what I'm referring to.
Okay.
I know that we had a problem in the courthouse with ants, and then there's other problems with the other. I don't know if that area is affected where we have prisoners, but I just understand what we're doing to mitigate those.
Sure. So the immediate internal issues are specific to the court's lease space. There have been some leaks in that area, as well as that's where the carpenter ants have been found to date. We tore out the gypsum sheeting in one of their office spaces right now. That person's relocated. They would like to get back in their office, but we have had lots of discussion with the court system, and they understand what we're looking at, and we didn't want to move forward until we understood what we were doing exactly. Now that we have a plan forward, we will go back in and make the repairs to that interior office space so that staff person can get back into their regular working space. while we wait to figure out if we're going to get the block grant money to do the full siding project. Or if we don't get the block grant, we'll have to scale back, look at what local funds are available, and then regroup and figure out what are those critical, those top critical pieces, and what can we fund.
Any further questions for him? Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, resolution number 11-17-1385. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the Southeast Senior Services grant application to the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for a new wheelchair accessible van for the Wrangell Senior Center.
Move to approve resolution 11-17-1385, supporting the Wrangell Coordinated Transportation Plan to be submitted to the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So we have no expenditure required right now, but up to $18,000 in the future. As I read through this, I was a little bit discombobulated on how that works. So can Lisa maybe go through that for us so we understand what we're committing ourselves to in the future?
So what I was told by the representative from Catholic Community Services and Southeast Senior Services is that the cost of the van is $90,000. The required cash match is $18,000. And she said Catholic Community Services would have to come up with the match. And I asked if the money that, I asked if the match had to be cash or if it could be in-kind services. And I said, could the existing money, the $11,000 that the borough gives to the Senior Center for Operations, be considered matched toward that? And the answer was no. So that money is used toward the operation of the Senior Center and the existing programs that they have for operating the van, the transportation, and the meals program. And that cannot be used toward the cash match for the van. She did not ask for match funding. And so where that match is going to come from, I don't know. She is new to the program, and she said this is an FY19 grant, so it is potentially 2 years away. And I responded to her, and I said, I wonder if you realize that FY19 begins July 1st of 2018. I'm not sure because she's new to this, I'm not sure she realized that that was the case. So I just responded to her that we probably are going to have to come up with money, you know, the match money, sooner than later. And I do know that WCA provides pass-through money to the senior program as well, and what the amount of that money is and where that funding source comes from, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I can talk to Bill, their transportation coordinator, and get a little bit more information from him. What other sources Catholic Community Services might look to for a match, I don't know, and I was unable to get that information from her. So it is possible that they will come back and ask. Just because we support their application for a grant doesn't mean that we're obligated for those funds. So they would have to come back to us and ask, and we would have to obligate those funds through another motion.
Yes. Okay, a couple things. If we're putting in $18,000 in the future, potentially, my first question is on ownership of the vehicle. My second question is present value of the current vehicle, and if Catholic Services owns that vehicle, if it's liquidated, where does that money go? Does it go into their program coffers, or does it go towards the new vehicle?
So to answer the second part of your question first, the plan right now, the recommendation right now from the group that met and from Catholic Community Services is going to be to retain the existing van in addition to the new one so that there is a backup at this point. That's the hope right now. There was not any discussion about selling the van They just wanted to make sure that there was a backup in case something happened. If the new van has to go in for regular maintenance, routine maintenance, whatever that might be. When I asked about ownership, the response that I got was that Andrea, unfortunately, was out of town traveling, doing a number of things, so that our communications were a bit discombobulated. And her response was that DOT would own the van, and then it would become the owner under the ownership of Catholic Community Services. I don't understand how that works. I can't imagine why DOT would retain ownership of the van. So I need to get clarification on that. And frankly, I would not have brought this forward to you at this meeting without having things more dialed in, other than that the grant application is due at the beginning of December, and this is the only meeting we're having. So
Becky. I just one last thing on that. If who does the maintenance on this vehicle?
It's my understanding right now that maintenance used to be done by Public Works, but it has not been recently, and so that they have been paying for maintenance to be done privately here in town.
Okay.
Becky?
If we go ahead with this resolution, we don't have to accept that grant if it's predicated that we give $18,000, correct? We can decide that.
That's correct. If we can't, if the agency cannot come up with the match funding somehow, then the grant money would be given back and or not accepted. That's correct. Yes.
So I mean, even if we decide to back them, assuming that Catholic Services has other funds to pull the $18,000 from.
I think the thing I dislike about it is that we have on our in our memo here up to $18,000 in the future, and if all of us are gone, it kind of looks like we're saying we're willing to go up to $18,000 in the future. So I know the resolution, I would just prefer not to have the $18,000 in there myself. But and then I think the second thing is that that's it.
So this is not a budgeted item. We would have to come back to you. We would have to move money into an appropriate account to authorize this expenditure. And so on the record, I will tell you, despite what it says in the fiscal note as a possible future expenditure there, if they ask for it, this will come back to you for action.
David.
Can you explain to me why the city is not maintaining this vehicle anymore?
I don't know the answer to that question. Perhaps Amber would be able to answer that.
2 years ago, when we were facing potential heavy budget issues, the administration decided to eliminate that from the vehicle maintenance list.
Okay, so we don't, do we pay anything for that, for the maintenance of it? Does the city outright pay for that?
We used to, but with that direction, we don't anymore. Okay. It's not to say that we couldn't again.
Okay.
But that would come out of the garage's budget and be identified as a senior center van as it used to be. And that was just covered by the general fund.
But we don't give money to the senior center for maintenance of that vehicle outsourced then?
We don't. Okay. No, I think we only have the $11,000.
Just $11,000, which they just recently requested their annual payment.
So. Excuse me.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasunka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 11-17-1386, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Rural Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the application for a teacher, health professional, and public safety housing grant by the Wrangell Medical Center.
Move to approve resolution 11-17-1386 authorizing the application for a teacher, health professional, and public safety housing grant by the Wrangell Medical Center.
Second. You have moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, as light of last night's meeting and stuff, I think that, and maybe I'm out of line here, I don't know, but I feel that we should put this stuff on hold. Okay, I just, that's my feeling on it. I don't know where the hospital is, where we're going with it. I don't know if we're partnering with other people. I don't know what's, we don't really know what's, it's kind of up in the air here. And I just, I think a lot of the stuff at the hospital should be on hold until we find out what direction we're going in.
Yes.
We have Robert Rang, the CEO, and Chris Reed in the audience. Could we bring them up and...
If
we have questions.
If they can enlighten us on that, I would certainly agree to that, yes.
Because I think they have a deadline.
Yeah.
They do. This grant application, too, was, this agenda statement was last minute because Chris was advised by the granting agency that the borough would have to essentially be the agency applying for the grant and authorize Wrangell Medical Center to complete the application. And so this was a rush, too, because, again, we're only having one meeting this month, and the application is due at the beginning of December. So certainly they have more information about this.
Certainly come up, state your name and address for the record, please.
Robert Rain, mile marker 5.1. So to kind of answer some of Member Powell's concerns, the grant application is due December 1st. The grant award, if we're awarded, would not be until probably the end of January, at which point in time we need to come back to the assembly anyway and say, okay, the grant was awarded, can we have your permission to move forward anyway? And so to some of your concerns, I think that we probably have some better direction between the assembly and the hospital board as far as future plans for operations of the hospital before that grant application, before the decision was made to go ahead and make shovel ready.
Yes.
Are any of these units going to be rented out? So my question is there, will you have people come up and live in the units and you'll be collecting rent from them while they're living in them?
Currently the plan A is the fact that we have travelers, healthcare professionals, we have nurses, and recently we had some lab personnel necessary in order to keep operations going. That's kind of the nature of the beast. We're not unique to that. You know, most hospitals in the state are having traveler issues as far as staff coverage. Plan A would be to have that. Currently we spend about $35,000 a year in the community to rent 4 apartments. That money would be allocated towards repairs and maintenance of the building, just as kind of a pass-through as we continue to rent that out. If at every point in time we came to that we did not need to utilize that for temporary staffing, we could then turn it over and start renting it to our staff, or permanent staff directly at market rates. And then that was one of the recommendations. And actually the who's the grantor?
HFC.
HFC actually has what the market rates are for city rental.
Yeah, I read that.
Those are in the agenda statement.
Yeah. I read that. My concern is that we have business people here in town who have rentals and are filling it, and I feel like we're in competition with our rental markets when we do these things. That's my concern. I see that there's several units for rent right now in city apartment, and so it is sort of free money. But if we're renting them, like if we're using them for transient workers, for health professionals, teachers, and public safety, and it's sort of, you know, you're coming here and we're putting you up for the 3 months that you're here, but when we start having somebody move here and they live in one of those units, to me that's not the same as intent as what it was originally being sold to us for, and that we're displacing somebody from potentially renting from another unit or another, or buying a house or whatever it is, and the hospital is now in the home rental business versus, you know, sort of transient housing.
So the other option, I guess, is that we ever got to the point that we didn't need it, which I, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that we'd ever get to the point that we'd not have travelers. And so I guess the other option is to leave it vacant for when we do have incidental. We do have a dietitian that comes up, you know, on a quarterly basis. We do have vendors that come in and, you know, and at our expense to do maintenance within the building or do services, so could we be a maintainer for that? My concern was that I did not want to have a unit vacant for an extended period of time without some potential income coming in to help maintain the expenses for that.
I guess my point is, once you rent it to somebody, you're renting it to them till they leave. Basically, you're not going to have them move out when a transient person comes. So it sort of removes that unit from the thing. The second, on Assemblymember Powell's question, we've sort of been hit in the last couple of weeks with a whole bunch of new data out of the hospital that I think it is fair for us to slow down and say, okay, where are we at now? 2 weeks ago, or when this first originally came to the assembly, we were not in the dire straits that the hospital is currently at. And I am, if we are looking to partner with an outside organization, that input, is this a yearly grant? Is this something that comes around on a yearly basis?
We reapply next year. I think it opens up in June or July. It opens up in the pre-application.
And the reason I ask just about that is that if we are looking at partnering, somebody from, it may be something that's brought to the table in another package that may work out. I guess what I'm saying is if we're partnering, they may say, well, actually, we're looking at having this and this and this. We need more units. We want to build it bigger, whatever. I don't know, but I'm just wondering if we're at this point jumping in before we really understand what our needs are going to be in the future.
I understand that it'll have to come back to us, but I'm not a grant writer, know nothing about them, but I feel that if we approve this and you guys get this approved grant and it comes back to us and then we say no and say we don't want to do it, well, I think that kind of looks a little mud in our face or to the people that gave you the grant, and then we all of a sudden say no to it and it has to go back to process for somebody else to get that grant. I just don't know how that works. I mean, what I don't want to do is say, yeah, let's do this, and then you say come back to us in January and say, hey, we got the grant, and then we say, well, in light of the last couple of months of more knowledge we have, I don't think we should do this. It doesn't look too good for the people that want to give you the money, is what I'm trying to say. So I understand what you're saying. I just don't know if, in light of what's going on with the hospital right now and stuff, I mean, you're talking building a new building, having maintenance on this building. It's another thing that the city is going to take on, even though, because I don't know, grants pay for everything. I just don't know if the community is ready to put that out right now, and then I'm going to have to agree with Councilman Rusanka that I don't want the city to get into the renting business. I don't want them to start renting out these things and to long term. I don't think that's where we should go with it. I really just don't. If it's only for transients, people coming in to work for the hospital, I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem with long-term renting of it because we have a lot of people in the community that are in that business. So,
go ahead, Judith.
Thank you. I admit I have some similar concerns given the discussion we've had about the future of the hospital. However, I'd like to ask one question of Robert Rang, if I could. Robert, do you see any future, whether the hospital retains sort of ownership and management locally or with a third party, where you wouldn't have the need to house incoming folks that work for the hospital?
Realistically, I don't, to be honest with you. I mean, that's just the nature of these, even Anchorage, who has more to offer for healthcare professionals, has trouble recruiting. And again, it's not just, we've gotten letter support from the local police department and the local school, because that housing, temporary housing, can also be used for their needs as well within the community. So it's not just, although it would be primarily for healthcare, we can open it up to those entities as well. So there's opportunities that long before
okay.
a decision that would be maintained vacant or renting it out to permanent staff, I think there's other options to be considered prior to that.
Okay, so I was kind of thinking that was probably going to be your answer. So in other words, then you foresee the need for this to exist, whether it's a locally owned hospital or a third party owns it or operates it. And I think given that, I feel comfortable moving ahead with the application and also knowing that it'll come back to us in a couple months when we have a little bit more information. I agree with Assembly Member Paul in that you don't want to sort of, you know, jerk around the granting authority, but at the same time, the information presented to me looks like it's reasonable that, you know, we would need something like this continued into the future. And the other thing I'd like to note is I'm pretty sure the Assembly approved and supported a similar grant by AICS for housing for their staff and folks that came through town. So in that sense, you know, I feel, you know, it's a fair situation. I do agree that the priority should be, you know, hospital staff, and it shouldn't be general renting to the community because that's in competition with private business. So that's my thought. Thank you.
And I was going to comment that the city did deed the land for this project, correct?
Yeah, through planning and zoning. And
it's not complete. That process is not complete yet, but that's been okay. approved for the land to be used for that, yes.
All right. And that's, of course, a condition of this, the grant that you're applying for.
I'd just like to say I'm very concerned that we will end up competing with the private sector. And, you know, if this is an annual grant, we are in such a state of flux right now. And if it's coming around in 6 months to do this, you can save all the work that you've already completed. And if it makes sense then, I just really think it would be prudent to wait for submission on this.
Steve? I'd just like to comment on the AICS grant. AICS at the time was a private, not-for-profit corporation, and that's a little bit different than the city. Well, it's a lot different than the city. And so I don't feel like we have the same say on how AICS conducts its business as we do with our own hospital. To me, it's a different animal, and that it was the AICS's board at the time to put any, you know, things on them in terms of the grant. So a little bit different than what we're currently looking at.
Do you see any time in the near future that this may have an effect on the revenue of the hospital, one way or the other?
Shared before, we're currently spending about $35,000 a year to rent at least four apartments, and it's more than that as we have, you know, as our needs are higher because of our temporary housing. So that's money that's, you know, can be utilized for other sources that we're currently paying. So if we could have that, you know, at least be able to earmark that towards, you know, portion of that towards maintenance repairs for the new building, and still be able to save some of that towards operations for the hospital.
One thing I'm concerned is you just said it to me. It kind of concerns me is that you're still going to have four units, whether they're rented or not, is going to have maintenance costs and everything like that. And currently, right now, you're saying you spend $35,000 in renting for four units out anyways, that you don't have to maintenance and you don't have to do anything to. You rent them and walk away. You're going to build something that... I mean, with four units, four refrigerators, I mean, four everything that you're going to have to maintain. So you're still going to spend a big portion of $35,000 a year in maintaining a building like this. I mean, I guarantee you are. So I don't see where, honestly, I don't see, after reading everything I've read and everything, and I know that we were on board with this for a while, but after, in light of, like, in light of what's going on, I just don't feel comfortable with this. I'm sorry, I just don't. I mean, I kind of feel, Councilman Rooney, that it's in 6 months you can come back and look at this, and in 6 months we might feel totally different. The town might have different views, the hospital might be in different areas, and I just don't, I'm not comfortable with this right now. That's just my thought.
Any further comments, discussion, questions for Mr. Wren?
Yeah, can you tell us the good news? You had some very good news.
Well, as I shared with the foundation meeting today, that October 30th, I think it was, U.S. News and World Report listed our long-term care center as one of the top best nursing homes in the nation, and we're one of six within the state of Alaska, and the only small long-term care center in Alaska that made the list.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
So, so you're doing good things. And does this application, the grant application, roll around in 6 months? Are we sure of that?
It's dependent on the state having money. So the Rasmussen Foundation this year kicked in a lot more than they had in years past. And it depends on whether the funding comes through next year.